Sri Chaitanya Jaya Nityananda. Jaya Dvaita Chandra Jaya Gaur Bhakta Vrinda. Jaya Jaya Sri Chaitanya Jaya Nityananda. Jaya Dvaita Chandra Jaya Gaur Bhakta Vrinda. Jaya Jaya Sri Chaitanya Jaya Nityananda. Jaya Dvaita Chandra Jaya Gaur Bhakta Vrinda. So today we're reading from Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita, Adi Lila, Chapter 13, The Advent of Lord Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, as given to us by His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada. So, Lord Chaitanya appeared as the son of Jagannath Mishra and Sachi Mata. You know, they were married and came to live in Navadvip, Mayapur. And first they had 8 successive daughters who did not survive in this world. And then they had one son, Vishwarupa. And then we come to the appearance of Lord Chaitanya. So that's what I'm going to be reading about today, starting from text 80. And I'm not going to be reading the Bengali. So translation. In the month of January, in the year 1406 of the Shaka era, A.D. 1485, Lord Krishna entered the bodies of both Jagannath Mishra and Sachi. Purport. Lord Chaitanya took his birth in the year 1407, Shaka era, A.D. 1486, in the month of Falguna. But here we see that he entered the bodies of his parents in the year 1406, in the month of Magh. Therefore, the Lord entered the bodies of his parents 13 full months before his birth. Generally, a common child remains within the womb of his mother for 10 lunar months. But here we see that the Lord remained within the body of his mother for 13 months. Jagannath Mishra said to Sachi Mata, "I see wonderful things. Your body is effulgent, and it appears as if the goddess of fortune were now staying personally in my home. Anywhere and everywhere I go, all people offer me respect. Even without my asking, they voluntarily give me riches, clothing, and paddy." Purport. A brahmana does not become anyone's servant. To render service to someone else is the business of the sudras. A brahmana is always independent because he is a teacher, spiritual master, and advisor to society. The members of society provide him with all the necessities of life. In the Bhagavad Gita, the Lord says he has divided society into 4 divisions, Brahmana, Kshatriya, Vaishya, and Sudra. A society cannot run smoothly without this scientific division. A Brahmana should give good advice to all the members of society. A Kshatriya should look after the administration, maintaining law and order in society. Vaishyas should produce and trade to meet all the needs of society, whereas Shudras should render service to the higher sections of society, the Brahmanas, Kshatriyas, and Vaishyas. Jagannath Mishra was a Brahmana. Therefore, people would send him all bodily necessities, money, cloth, grain, and so on. While Lord Chaitanya was in the womb of Satyamata, Jagannath Mishra received all these necessities of life without asking for them. Because of the presence of the Lord and his family, everyone offered him due respect as a Brahmana. In other words, if a Brahmana or Vaishnava sticks to his position as an eternal servant of the Lord and executes the will of the Lord, then there is no question of scarcity for his personal maintenance or the needs of his family. So we can see here Lord Chaitanya is appearing in the family of Brahmanas. Normally, when the Lord appears, he's appearing in the families of Kshatriyas and is carrying out activities like that. But, you know, Lord Chaitanya appeared in a Brahmana family. Text 83. Satyamata told her husband, "I see wonderfully brilliant human beings appearing in outer space as if offering prayers." Purport. Jagannath Mishra was honored by everyone on the earth and was supplied with all necessities. Similarly, Mother Sachi saw many demigods in outer space offering prayers to her because of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's presence in her womb. So this is a reminder that we're part of a whole cosmic hierarchy of beings. You know, according to the Vedic cosmology, the whole universe is populated with different kinds of intelligent beings. I mean, ultimately, there's the Supreme Personality of Godhead. There are human beings on the earthly planet, but there are also higher beings, demigods, and they're coming to worship the appearance of Lord Chaitanya in this world. These are the most important events in the history of the world. When the Supreme Lord descends from the spiritual world into the material world to remind the conditioned souls here of their eternal spiritual nature and their eternal spiritual function as loving servants of the Lord. Text 84. Jagannath Mishra then replied, "In a dream, I saw the effulgent abode of the Lord enter my heart. From my heart, it entered your heart. I therefore understand that a great personality will soon take birth." After this conversation, both husband and wife were very jubilant, and together they rendered service to the household Shalagram Shila. So there's a very lengthy purport here that we won't have time to read if we're going to get through everything. So we'll go to the next text, 87. In this way, the pregnancy approached its 13th month, but there was no sign of the delivery of the child. Thus, Jagannath Mishra became greatly apprehensive. So you can just imagine. I mean, I can't imagine. but some of you can imagine. I mean, not having been a father or a mother myself, but I could imagine it would be very distressing if after 13 months the child had not been delivered. Text 88. Nilambar Chakravarti, the grandfather of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, then did an astrological calculation and said that in that very month, taking advantage of an auspicious moment, the child would take birth. So that appears to be the reason for the delay, taking advantage of an auspicious moment, the Purnima of this month. I mean, this morning I was out for a japa walk and I saw the almost full moon setting, and tonight it'll rise, it'll be full. Okay, text 89. Thus, in the year 1407 of the Shaka era, A.D. 1486, in the month of Falguna, February, March, in the evening of the full moon, the desired auspicious moment arise. So in this purport, there's some technical information given about the astronomical moment at which Lord Chaitanya took his birth. Text 90. According to the Jyotirveda, or Vedic astrology, the auspicious birth moment is described as follows. The moon was in Leo, the figure of the lion in the zodiac. Leo was the ascendant. Several planets were strongly positioned, and the Shadvarga and Ashtavarga showed all auspicious influences. Purport. Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur, who was previously a great astrologer, explains this verse as follows. The Shatvarga, six divisions, are technically called Chetra, Hora, Dekana, Navamsha, Dvadasamsha, and Trimshamsha. According to the Jyotirvedic astrology, when the relationship between the planets and the rulers of these six divisions is determined, the auspiciousness of the moment of birth can be calculated. In the book named Brihad Jataka and other books, there are directions for interpreting the movements of the stars and planets. One who knows the process of calculating the Ashtavarga, eight divisions, can predict auspicious and inauspicious events. This science is known especially by persons who are called Horashastravit, or those who know the astrological scriptures. On the strength of astrological calculations from the scriptures, Nilambar Chakravarti, the grandfather of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, had ascertained the auspicious moment when the Lord would appear. Text 91. When the spotless moon of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu became visible, what would be the need for a moon full of black marks on its body? Considering this, Rahu, the black planet, covered the full moon, and immediately vibrations of Krishna, Krishna, Hari inundated the three worlds. Purport. According to the Jyotirveda, a lunar eclipse takes place when the Rahu planet comes in front of the full moon. It is customary in India that all followers of the Vedic scriptures bathe in the Ganges or the sea as soon as there is a lunar or solar eclipse. All strict followers of the Vedic religion stand up in the water throughout the whole period of the eclipse and chant the Hare Krishna Maha Mantra. At the time of the birth of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, such a lunar eclipse took place, and naturally, all the people standing in the water were chanting, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. So whether or not there is an eclipse, the devotees chant the Hare Krishna mantra to mark the time of Lord Chaitanya's appearance, which is calculated to be at moonrise. So we're fasting until moonrise, and then there'll be massive celebration of Lord Chaitanya's appearance. In 1979, the first time I went to Sridhar Mayapur for Gaur Purnim festival, the devotees went in the evening to the Ganges River and took bath at moonrise as the moon was rising. And you know, I recall doing that and hearing all the chanting coming from the various temples. So when the moon of Lord Chaitanya is rising tonight, we'll be loudly chanting the Hare Krishna mantra. Text 93. All people thus chanted the Hare Krishna Maha Mantra during the lunar eclipse, and their minds were struck with wonder. When the whole world was thus chanting the holy name of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Krishna, in the form of Gaur Hari, advented himself on the earth. The whole world was pleased. While the Hindus chanted the holy name of the Lord, the non-Hindus, especially the Muslims, jokingly imitated the words. Purport. Although Muslims or non-Hindus have no interest in chanting the holy name of the Lord, the Hare Krishna Maha Mantra, the Muslims in Navadvip imitated the Hindus as they chanted during the lunar eclipse. Thus, the Hindus and Muslims joined together in chanting the holy name of the Lord when Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu advented himself. While all the Hindus vibrated the holy name of Hari on earth, in the heavenly planets, dancing and music were going on, for the demigods were very curious. In this atmosphere, all the 10 directions became jubilant, as did the waves of the rivers. Moreover, all beings, moving and non-moving, were overwhelmed with transcendental bliss. Thus, by his causeless mercy, the full moon, Gaur Hari, rose in the district of Nadia, which is compared to Udayagiri, where the sun first becomes visible. His rising in the sky dissipated the darkness of sinful life, and thus the three worlds became joyful and chanted the holy name of the Lord. So our temple in Mayapur is called the Mayapur Chandradaya Mandir, which means the temple of the rising moon of Lord Chaitanya, And that's being referred to here in these verses. So it's significant that everyone was chanting the Hare Krishna mantra. The Hindus or the devotees, the non-Hindus, the Muslims, and also the demigods and the heavenly planets. Text 99. At that time, Sri Advaita Acharya Prabhu in his own house at Shantipur was dancing in a pleasing mood. Taking Haridas Thakur with him, he danced and loudly chanted Hare Krishna. But why they were dancing, no one could understand. Purport. It is to be understood that Advaita Prabhu at that time was in his own paternal house in Shantipur. Haridas Thakur frequently used to meet him. Coincidentally, he was also there. And upon the birth of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, both of them immediately began to dance. But no one in Shantipur could understand why those two saintly persons were dancing. So Advaita Acharya had two houses, or maybe even more, but he had a place where he would stay in Navadvip or Mayapur, and he had another place in Shantipur, which is about an hour's drive from Mayapur. During my last visit to Mayapur, I visited this house of Advaita Acharya in Shantipur. It's actually not in the town of Shantipur. It's a little outside of it in this grove of mango trees, huge mango trees. So it's a very, it's an isolated place. It's very calm, very peaceful. Srila Prabhupada visited there once. But after the time of Lord Chaitanya and Advaita Acharya, the Ganges River changed its course and it erased the original home. So later, about 100 years later, there was a Vaishnav saint, Sitanath Baba, who had a vision in which Advaita Acharya revealed to him the place of his original dwelling. So he went there and he excavated and he found some personal belongings of Advaita Acharya, including a Shalagram Shila that he had worshipped. Like in our Chaitanya Charitamrita, there's a painting of Advaita worshipping his Shalagram Shila with Ganges water and Tulsi, calling Lord Chaitanya to come to this world. So they say that Shalagram Shila is in this temple even today. But these great personalities, they were aware that Lord Chaitanya was appearing. By their spiritual vision and spiritual perception, Haridas Thakur and Advaita Acharya knew that Lord Chaitanya had appeared, so they were dancing and chanting the Hare Krishna mantra. And nobody could understand why they were chanting and dancing like that. Text 100. Seeing the lunar eclipse and laughing, Advaita Acharya and Haridas Thakur immediately went to the bank of the Ganges and bathed in the river in great jubilation. Taking advantage of the occasion of the lunar eclipse, Advaita Acharya, by his mental strength, distributed various types of charity to the brahmanas. Purport. The custom of the Hindus to give in charity to the poor as much as possible during the time of a lunar or solar eclipse. It is the custom of Hindus to give in charity to the poor as much as possible during the time of a lunar or solar eclipse. Advaita Acharya, therefore, taking advantage of the eclipse, distributed many varieties of charity to the brahmanas. In the Srimad Bhagavatam 10.3.11, there is a statement that when Krishna took his birth, Vasudeva immediately took advantage of this moment and distributed 10,000 cows to the brahmanas. It is customary among Hindus that at the time a child is born, especially a male child, the parents distribute great charity in jubilation. Advaita Acharya was actually interested in distributing charity because of Lord Chaitanya's birth at the time of the lunar eclipse. People could not understand, however, why Advaita Acharya was giving such a great variety of things in charity. He did so not because of the lunar eclipse, but because of the Lord's taking birth at that moment. He distributed charity exactly as Vasudeva did at the time of Lord Krishna's appearance. When he saw that the whole world was jubilant, Haridas Thakur, his mind astonished, directly and indirectly expressed himself to Advaita Acharya, quote, "Your dancing and distributing charity are very pleasing to me. I can understand that there is some special purpose to these actions." Acharya Ratna, it's another name for Chandrasekhar, and Srivas Thakur were overwhelmed with joy, and immediately they went to the bank of the Ganges to bathe in her waters. Their minds full of happiness, they chanted the Hare Krishna mantra and gave charity by mental strength. In this way, all the devotees, wherever they were situated, in every city, in every country, danced, performed sankirtan, and gave charity by mental strength on the plea of the lunar eclipse. Their minds overwhelmed with joy. All sorts of respectable Brahmin gentlemen and ladies, carrying plates filled with various gifts, came with their presentations. Seeing the newborn child, whose form resembled natural glaring gold, all of them happily offered their blessings. Dressing themselves as the wives of brahmanas, all the celestial ladies, including the wives of Lord Brahma, Lord Shiva, Lord Nrsingadev, King Indra, and Vashishtha Rishi, along with Rambu, a dancing girl of heaven, came there with varieties of gifts. Purport. When Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was a newborn baby, he was visited by the neighboring ladies, most of whom were the wives of respectable brahmanas. In the dress of brahmanas' wives, celestial ladies, like the wives of Lord Brahma and Lord Shiva, also came to see the newborn child. Ordinary people saw them as respectable Brahmin ladies of the neighborhood, but actually they were all celestial ladies dressed in that way. So you can never know who's around. These higher celestial beings, the demigods, they can disguise themselves in different ways. Text 106. In outer space, all the demigods, including the inhabitants of Gandharva Loka, Siddha Loka, and Charana Loka, offered their prayers, and danced to the accompaniment of music, songs, and the beating of drums. Similarly, in Navadvip City, all the professional dancers, musicians, and blessers gathered together, dancing in great jubilation. Purport. As there are professional singers, dancers, and reciters of prayers in the heavenly planets, so in India still there are professional dancers, blessers, and singers, all of whom assemble together during householder ceremonies, especially marriages and birth ceremonies. These professional men earn their livelihood by taking charity on such occasions from the homes of the Hindus. Eunuchs also take advantage of such ceremonies to receive charity. That is their means of livelihood. Such men never become servants or engage themselves in agriculture or business occupations. They simply take charity from neighborhood friends to maintain themselves peacefully. The Bhattas are a class of brahmanas who go to such ceremonies to offer blessings by composing poems with reference to the Vedic scriptures. No one could understand who was coming and who was going, who was dancing and who was singing, nor could they understand one another's language. Yet all unhappiness and lamentation were immediately dissipated, and people became all jubilant. Thus, Jagannath Mishra was also overwhelmed with joy. So you can kind of get a sense of this at the big festivals in Mayapur, where devotees from all over the world gather, you know, speaking so many different languages. As it says here, no one, nor could they understand one another's language, but everybody's chanting Hare Krishna, so it brings everyone together. Text 108. Chandrasekhar Acharya and Srivas Thakur both came to Jagannath Mishra and drew his attention in various ways. They performed the ritualistic ceremonies prescribed at the time of birth according to religious principles. Jagannath Mishra also gave varieties of charity. Whatever riches Jagannath Mishra collected in the form of gifts and presentations, and whatever he had in his house, he distributed among the brahmanas, professional singers, dancers, bhattas, and the poor. He honored them all by giving them riches and charity. The wife of Srivas Thakur, whose name was Malini, accompanied by the wife of Chandrasekhar, Acharyaratna, and other ladies, came there in great happiness to worship the baby with paraphernalia such as vermilion, turmeric, oil, fused rice, bananas, and coconuts. Purport. Vermilion, kai, fused rice, bananas, coconuts, and turmeric mixed with oil are all auspicious gifts for such a ceremony. As there is puffed rice, so there is another preparation of rice called khai, or fused rice, which, along with bananas, is taken as a very auspicious presentation. Also, turmeric mixed with oil and vermilion makes an auspicious ointment that is smeared over the body of a newborn baby or a person who is going to marry. These are all auspicious activities in family affairs. we see that 500 years ago, at the birth of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, all these ceremonies were performed rigidly. But at present, such ritualistic performances hardly ever take place. Generally, a pregnant mother is sent to a hospital, and as soon as her child is born, he is washed with an antiseptic, and this concludes everything. Srila Prabhupada's wry humor. One day, shortly after Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was born, Advaita Acharya's wife, Sita Devi, who is worshipable by the whole world, took her husband's permission and went to see that topmost child with all kinds of gifts and presentations. Purport. It appears that Advaita Acharya had two different houses, one in Shantipur and one in Navadvip. When Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was born, Advaita Acharya was residing at his Navadvip, was residing not at his Navadvip house, but at his Shantipur house. Therefore, as formerly explained, text 99, from Advaita's old paternal house, Nijalaya, in Shantipur, Sita came to Navadvip to present gifts to the newborn child, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. She brought different kinds of golden ornaments, including armlets, necklaces, anklets, and bangles for the hands. How much time do we have? Well, I'll just finish reading the... I'll skip the purports. There were also tiger nails, satin gold, waist decorations of silk, and lace ornaments for the hands and legs, nicely printed silken saris, and a child's garment, also made of silk. Many other riches, including gold and silver coins, were also presented to the child. Seeing the transcendental bodily effulgence of the child, each of his nicely constructed limbs, full of auspicious signs and resembling a form of gold, Sita Thakurani was very pleased, and because of her maternal affection, she felt as if her heart were melting. She blessed the newborn child by placing fresh grass and paddy on his head and saying, "May you be blessed with a long duration of life." But being afraid of ghosts and witches, she gave the child the name Nimai. On the day the mother and son bathed and left the maternity house, Sita Thakurani gave them all kinds of ornaments and garments, and then also honored Jagannath Mishra. Then Sita Thakurani, being honored by Mother Sachi Devi and Jagannath Mishra, was greatly happy within her mind, and thus she returned home. In this way, Mother Sachi Devi and Jagannath Mishra, having attained a son who was the husband of the goddess of fortune, had all their desires fulfilled. Their house was always filled with riches and grains. As they saw the beloved body of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, day after day their pleasure increased. Jagannath Mishra was an ideal Vaishnava. He was peaceful, restrained in sense gratification, pure and controlled. Therefore, he had no desire to enjoy material opulence. Whatever money came because of the influence of his transcendental son, he gave it in charity to the brahmanas for the satisfaction of Vishnu. In this way, Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, out of his causeless mercy, made his advent in the house of Sachidev. Lord Chaitanya is very merciful to anyone who hears this narration of his birth, and thus such a person attains the lotus feet of the Lord. Anyone who attains a human body but does not take to the cult of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is baffled in his opportunity. Amrita Duni is a flowing river of the nectar of devotional service. If after getting a human body one drinks the water in a poison pit of material happiness instead of the water of such a river, it would be better for him not to have lived but to have died long ago. Taking on my head as my own property the lotus feet of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Nityananda Prabhu, Acharya Advaita Chandra, Swarup Damodar, Rupa Goswami, and Raghunath Das, I, Krishna Das Kaviraj Goswami, have thus described the advent of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Thus end the Bhaktivedanta purports to Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita, Adi Leela, 13th chapter, describing the advent of Lord Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu ki jai. Haribol.